CFRC.ca on the web. We're Kingston's campus and community radio station, and it's time for Swing Swang Swung. 2 hours of jazz every Saturday afternoon for the last 28 years. Going to do it again today. Special day today, though, because in the second half of this hour, Oscar Evans is coming back in today. He's got more new music that he wants to share with us, so I'm looking forward to that. That should be a big fun. I've listened to the tunes. They're really great. I'm excited to hear what he's got to say about them. And I brought some stuff from home, and there's still a lot of brand new Canadian jazz that's come into the station over the last little while that I want to make sure fills up most of the second hour today. But to start off, I want to play something from one of Canada's jazz giants. Originally from Winnipeg, Bernie Semensky is spent time in New York and now been a fixture on the Toronto jazz scene for decades. And I want to play something from him that'll help us celebrate winter a little bit. This is Winnie Bop from Bernie Semensky, kicking off Swing Swang Swung.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative engine going.
Down the short set of stairs, join me, Grim, in the basement for my working knowledge of indie, experimental, post-punk, and electronic. Every Wednesday from 10 until 11 p.m., on CFRC 101.9 FM. Get ready to press record.
We'll be right back.
Hop, Skip, and Jump. That's music from drummer Nate Smith with Braxton Cook. Also in that set, the Artemis Orchestra with a single called The Elephant in the Room. And also in there, David Chesworth and his orchestra with Malignant Humor. A track called Moped from pianist Richard Koch. And then a couple of Canadian tunes to start the show off. Charlie Biddle and the Montreal Jazz All-Stars with Rainey Lee and Richard Ring and Wally Mohammed and Johnny O'Neill on piano on that track. They covered Monk's Straight No Chaser. And we started today's show off with Bernie Stamenski and Winnie Bop, his tribute to winter in Winnipeg. It's now 32 minutes after 2 o'clock. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Going to welcome back into the studio a reoccurring guest on the show this year. He's been here every few weeks. Oscar Evans is back because he's got brand new music. You're so recording so regularly now, Oscar. It's so cool.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's funny. You record, but then it takes so much time to mix and master and artwork and prepare the release and all that stuff. By the time that tune comes out, I've already recorded a few more. So, but I'm slowing down. I have this free jazz record that I'm going to be releasing, and then I won't be doing any more new recording until the summer and the fall. So, yeah.
It's been quite a nice run for you, though, isn't it?
Well, it's really good for me to record myself because then I hear myself play and then I go, oh, I'll do better next time. It's really just, you know, I'd rather put my money towards recording music than, school at this moment in my life because I get all the feedback I need from just hearing back my own music.
Yeah. And with all that other side of it, with the production side of it, do you have a team of people you're working with or you're doing all that on your own too?
Well, yes, of course. I would say a small team of really awesome people. In Kingston, the sort of main people I've worked with on the music production side is Matt Bates. He has a really great studio and he's worked with lots and lots of Kingston artists throughout the years and across many different genres. And he's a great producer, engineer. I've worked with Jeff Chow, and he recorded my first album at the Library Sessions. So there's a lot of people who work on my stuff. Jordan Belhose, he's mixed and mastered quite a few of my things, and he's actually mixing a really interesting dub reggae track. I'm putting out a dub reggae track in April. There might be a day in April that listening to reggae is more popular than the other days, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yes, there's lots of great Kingston people, and then also I've shipped my music out to some Toronto folks to get mixed and mastered as well. And of course, my wonderful partner Molly Brandt helps me with social media, and Alexander Technianko does some cool artwork for a lot of my original music, and Caroline Kwok has done design for me. So, you know, you employ the people you know, but you employ the people who you know are going to do a good job. So I'm grateful to know good people.
That's always been my philosophy. Surround yourself with quality people. Hey, this new one, Nice Buddies, seems appropriate to what you were just talking about,
yeah,
right?
Speaking of the Nice Buddies, you know. this is just one of those, I composed this tune last year, and It's fun to play because every time I play it, it's a little different and I can kind of do it in a bunch of different styles. But my group, which consists usually of Paul Morrison on piano, Bobby Shue on saxophone, and Andy Love on drums, we were playing at the Hotel Wolf Island, and I had asked the sound guy to take a board mix, which is just a very straight up, you know, mix of the music. And I listened back to it and I was like, you know, my band is cooking on something really great here. Like, I feel okay giving praise where praise is due. Like, it's my song or whatever, but just the playing of Paul Morrison and Bobby Shue, it still blows my mind on this track. Like, they play some serious, serious jazz. And, you know, me and Andy do a pretty good job too. But,
of course,
man, Paul and Bobby kill it on this track. So I can't really say anything else about.
Well, let's listen to it then. Yeah. This is Nice Buddies, Oscar Evans Quartet on Swing Swang Swung. Thank you. That's a track called Nice Buddies from the Oscar Evans Quartet. Brand new music.
Yeah, that came out, I think, late January. And I think we recorded, that was from a gig in maybe October or November. And it was a really fun place. I'll short plug to the Hotel Wolf Island. Go check out some music there, eat some food. It's a great, great place, whether you're checking out folk or jazz or rock or country, or really they kind of do it all there. Usually when I'm there, it's in the piano lounge or maybe like a funkier thing in the main room. But
beautiful piano over there too, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Looks good, sounds good.
The band sounds great.
Well, thanks, man. It is a joy to work with people like Paul and Bobby and Andy. I've known Andy my whole life, so we kind of have like a real nice groove together. Mm-hmm, I find and Paul's one of these jazz musicians where, like, he can make anyone sound super hip and super good, you know? Like, he has that ability to just sort of, elevate the things that he's involved in. And I mean, Bobby has always been such a personable player in that way. Like, I just love how Bobby plays. It's just...
Yeah.
It's great. So I think I've really... If I've done something right, it's been hiring those three dudes. Mm-hmm. And then also I just want to mention that I'm adding trombone to the mix, which will be really interesting too. So all of us are going to record all my own material in the summer, and it's going to be at this point the highest sort of budget, the biggest sort of production thing that I've done so far. And I'm going to work with all these guys, and then plus a really, really cool artist, Nick Adama on trombone. Mm-hmm. And he's my age, and he's sort of traveled around, did the UFT thing, and then he got his master's in Amsterdam, and he's sort of a traveling trombone man. So he's a cool guy to know, and he'll be on this record, and it'll be very, very cool, and I'm very excited to get it all figured out. I'm still finishing up a couple tunes, so, it's a process.
Oh, of course, yeah. It's always a process.
Truly.
And with a track like that, like Nice Buddies, what's the genesis of that? Where does that come from with you?
When I first started composing, oftentimes I would just take my phone out and play bass and record off on a voice memo and just sort of see where it would take me, play just solo, like try to come up with some melodies or some chord progressions and not over analyze it, just sort of see where the music goes. And it would usually last 4 or 5 or 6 minutes or maybe more sometimes. And then I would listen back to it maybe a week or two later or right away, depending. And, you kind of know if you get into a good groove or something. And that's sort of what happened with this tune. I started playing that chord progression, and I liked it. Without getting too nerdy, it goes from a bunch of kind of different keys and key centers, but it all... with the melody that I wrote kind of ties it. It sounds like it's all sort of diatonic, even though it goes from three different keys, I guess. But So yeah, it's just, it's a cool sort of groovy tune in that way. And I came up with that. And then every time I've played it is different. Like I've done it like electrified. I've done it with like a duo with Dave Barton playing classical guitar. That's beautiful. So yeah, it's still growing as a tune, but that particular version is just like.
And how fresh was it to the band at that time of recording? How many times have you guys run through that?
All four of those people, that tune, that might have been it. That might have been the first time that's recorded, you know, like maybe because I played that song with Paul a few times, but he was also playing flute, you know, when we were jamming it before. And so like all these different sort of things come together. To have Paul on the grand piano and Bobby and Andy all together, I think that might have been the first time we really ripped it. We might have just played through like a minute of it just to make sure we get the vibe at like a rehearsal. But it's the type of tune, it's not very complicated. You look at it, you play the groove, and you sort of, I get it, and you sort of leave all of the mojo for the stage or for the recording. Mm-hmm. So we didn't overdo it. I think that was probably one of the first times we all jammed it together.
And now this next tune, Crab Fight, that's more of a much more free project. Who are the musicians you're working with here?
Oh, yeah. So a bunch of hacks. I'm joking because I recorded all the instruments myself. And I sort of had the idea to, like, there's lots of trio free jazz out there, right? Like, whether it's alto sax, bass drums, or trumpet bass drums, or any kind of horn, any kind of other instrument and drums, or, you know what I mean? Like there's so many different trio forms of free jazz. And I mean, as people maybe know, but I do play drums. That was my first instrument as a kid. And then I sort of picked up bass and trumpet around the same time in high school and took trumpet a bit more seriously in like college. But anyways, bass and trumpet and drums are sort of the holy trinity for me in terms of the instruments I play. So at a certain point, I sort of had the thought of, like, I'm listening to all this free jazz where you can really hear the horn stretch out on a melody and the bass and the drums react to it. I was like, is it possible for me to do all of that by myself by, like just going into the studio, playing drums for 5 minutes, then immediately going over to the bass, playing along with what I just recorded on drums, and then picking up the trumpet and then playing along with a bass and drum track. And it turns out it is possible and it is pretty fun. And
oh, cool.
I would switch it up. So the whole album is called Sound Permutations because like I would start with one song on drums and then I'd go to bass and trumpet, which is like the most, you know, makes the most sense. Start with the rhythm, then the harmony, and then the melody. Mm-hmm. But throughout the whole record, I completely mixed it up. Like I would start some songs on bass, some songs on trumpet. You know, so each song has a bit of a different feel and flair. Some go a little bit more outside of the, you know, tonality and harmonies and stuff. And some songs are a bit more like grounded in like a specific groove. But anyways, it is all free improvised. Like each song is comprised of three one take performances that I just improvised off each other, if that makes any sense. And
gotcha.
You know, this is the acoustic version. So I actually ended up recording a whole electric version as well, which will come out later. But yeah, I'm just starting this whole idea of creating free improvised music with multi-tracks and just like not trying to be too compositional, not trying to be like, this wasn't the right note or this is whatever. It just like, just going off of your gut and like improvising with yourself, like a really long, not a loop, but like a really long form sort of loop pedal that never repeats. Mm-hmm. It just is one piece of music. So
flow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like a weird flow state, but anyways, I think all of that ramble aside, like the music is completely improvised and it is like an example of just three instruments sort of playing with the sounds of each other and trying to create something interesting for the listener. So I hopefully that comes off. The tune is called Crab Fight. I completely randomized all the titles. Don't ask me what it means. You can just think about something while you listen to it. But the song's called Crab Fight. And it's the first song. I think I recorded it on drums first and then bass trumpet. So yeah.
Beautiful. Let's give it a listen.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Have you ever been to Extended Family Kingston?
Stop by and visit our programs and talk to our staff to find out how our staff will support you.
So many things we like best are golf,
doing crafts,
hanging friends,
and gardening.
I like doing everything at EAF. We just love Extended Family.
Visit us at www.efkingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to Extended Family. Come and have some fun.
Thirty seconds before 3 o'clock, you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. Finishing off the first hour of Swing Swang Swunk, I've Oscar Evans in the studio with us. We just listened to a track called Crab Fight, brand new music from Oscar. And just Oscar.
Yeah. Yep. I was playing bass there and drums and trumpet. It's kind of a trip to listen back to it. But it's an interesting sort of thing. And I think as I get better as a musician and as a recording musician, it'll just get more